The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I know that for most of you, you are taking time off work or family, or both, to be here.
A lot of the time they end up blaming themselves, thinking, if I just work a little harder, if I plan a little bit better, if I sleep a little bit less, if I stretch every dollar a little bit farther, maybe I can do it.
Family leave, child care, workplace flexibility, a decent wage. These are not frills. They are basic needs. They shouldn't be bonuses. They should be part of our bottom line as a society. That's what we're striving for.
All right, that's the president, and he's talking about the working family, as you could tell at the top there, and some of the problems that we're having now, certainly with people working and juggling several jobs. There's an answer for that, right? And ultimately, what is the answer? The increase in small businesses, the explosion of small businesses, and not so much red tape. And it makes it difficult to hire. Not to lecture at the top. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. How are you across this great nation? Getting ready in just a couple of weeks for 4th of July. Wonder how many people will take an extended vacation, maybe more like a staycation, based on what the president is saying on working families and stretching dollars. It used to be that everybody took a vacation. You went somewhere. You took a vacation. You didn't have to make a whole lot of do-re-mi. There was a way to figure out how you could afford it and still actually have money left over to thrive and survive. But where we find ourselves now is in a precarious situation with millennials graduating and seriously in debt, trying to figure out ways that they can make money. And with older people retiring and not being able to afford to retire, some of them, so having to work those jobs. But yet you see the unemployment rate. It doesn't really reflect that. Because you have people who are underemployed. You have people who have just flat out given up. I've come across a lot of people that have flat out given up. Or people who just refuse to take unemployment at some point when they were thrown to the wolves. And they find themselves juggling, constantly juggling. That's what I think. I think we're a nation of jugglers. It feels like that. Not everybody, but it feels like a lot of people, like every third family, you're juggling. Makes it so tough. They didn't have to juggle as much before. And speaking of juggling, what's happening now that we've got the civil war in Iraq? It's pushing up gasoline prices. Have you noticed? You know what they're paying in Washington, D.C.? $3.89 a gallon. And it's going up fast, 4 or 5 cents. The national gas prices have increased for 9 consecutive days because of the turmoil. This summer, the average is going to be at least $3.70. So it just depends on where you live, how high it's going up. I find on the West Coast, they always seem to have high prices. I mean, if everybody else is high, they're definitely higher. And in Chicago, same thing. In Washington, D.C., sometimes it'll be a similar thing there, as I just mentioned, in the District of Columbia, $3.89. And all of this is that negative news on Iraq and relying on foreign sources of oil and gasoline. You know, this is goes to the whole thing, if you wanted to talk about it, which we have talked with lots of people here on the show, fracking. Fracking is booming. And then, so that's one answer. And the other thing is the controversy over the Keystone Pipeline. And what would the Keystone Pipeline actually mean? So, and then there's other things as well. You know, what you're getting taxed, gasoline taxes, throw that into the mix, and you could break it apart in a couple of different ways. But there's no question that negative news on the big stage, on the world stage, negatively affects gas prices. Anytime that happens, rest assured, I don't care if it's a nickel or whatever it is, it's absolutely going to jump. And speaking of jumping, this is not a shock to me, but after announcing plans to increase hourly wages to $10 by 2015, employment applications for places like The Gap and Old Navy have jumped up, they say, by 10 to 15%. And The Gap normally pays more than the minimum wage in most areas, so they say it's a strategic investment to do more than sell clothes. I'll tell you what it's also about. Realizing that you see the minimum wage going up, they don't want to lose some of the people that they've been able to get going to school or whatever they're doing. Realizing that that could happen with the minimum wage jumping up in so many other places. And wait and see what happens as that story, I think, becomes huge across the United States. What companies are doing, what they're paying, what the minimum wage jumps to, because it's all over the map. But I think The Gap won't be alone, and if companies like The Gap boost up just a little bit, and they're doing that because they see that the minimum wage is going to jump, and then they're going to be in trouble because they could lose some people to the minimum wage, which is Howard Schultz giving the saying he wanted to invest back in his company and giving scholarships for a couple of years for online school to employees if they qualify. Remember, he had health care for part-time employees, too. And I think that we'll start to see some of the bigger corporations try to capitalize on the same thing. Speaking of capitalizing, it is all, sadly, about this epidemic, something that a lot of people aren't talking about because we have the situation in Iraq with the terror group, the ISIS, and we've got our 500 troops that are over there and trying to negotiate what it is legally they can do and what they can't do. We have the outpouring across the borders of kids with nobody with them, and then other people who just came in the cracks in between, gang members, other terrible elements. There's the nightmare that's happening for the Border Patrol. But in between all of that, they've got a deadly Ebola outbreak that's going on in West Africa, and they say it's out of control because people are traveling without even realizing that they're carrying the virus. And, you know, lots of people go to help, go to travel there. So this is pretty scary when you think of what Ebola is, because it's a terrible killer. You get the flu. It feels like the flu. You get a headache. You have a fever. You get tiredness. And then the virus shuts off the blood's ability to clot. So you have patients who suffer terribly internally and externally are hemorrhaging, and mostly die within 10 days. So these Doctors Without Borders are also overrun, trying to do whatever they can to help fight this epidemic. But I think it's going to get worse. They say hundreds of people are starting to show up with Ebola, and the World Health Organization is very, very concerned. We got numbers round the bend here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time for another edition of Weekend Counts. And boy, can we. I always say it comes back to the numbers, and it certainly does. So check out these numbers, for example. Big numbers. An earthquake in Alaska. First thing you think about is where is it on the Richter scale, right? So they had a tsunami advisory, but it's been canceled now. It was issued just after a 7.9, almost 8.0 earthquake that hit about 15 miles from Little Sitkin Island in Alaska. The depth of the quake, 69 to 71 miles. That's what seismologists are saying. No reports so far of quake damage. That's the good news. There were 17 measurable aftershocks in the 2 hours right after the quake. Boy, that seems like a lot, doesn't it? 17? Ooh. That's a pretty strong quake, but it was deep, and, you know, in the places we're talking about, you've got about 150 people who live in that area or so, give or take. And they just tell them immediately to go for the higher ground, and that's exactly what they did. So no reports of anybody just disappearing, certainly not at this point. Another earthquake hit near New Zealand, and New Zealand really gets stung by the quakes if you look at where they are. So it was actually three quakes that hit the South Pacific Ocean, and they say there weren't any reports right now of damage. The two quakes, 6.9 and 6.3, hit within minutes of each other. The larger of the two was reported by the USGS to be 7.2 magnitude, but then they downgraded it to a 6.9. Yeah, 6.9, 7.2, give or take. The quakes all had a depth of about 12 miles, happened 50 miles southeast of Raoul Island. It's pretty scary when it happened, but this is the one time it looks like, so far anyway, with no damages being reported, they might have escaped in New Zealand, because often when they get hit pretty badly. There's the good news, that this time, at least so far, that hasn't happened. You know, there's the one church that always gets stung by that. This is a crazy thing, and I'm going to throw it in because you never know what's going to pop up at these airports. I just saw a story today that people spend millions of dollars at airports when they're waiting. So a lot of high-end retail shops in some city airports like Atlanta, there's a few in Dallas, Chicago, LAX, San Francisco. They want to put stores in the airports because they think that people that have a little extra coin and time on their hands will buy something fancy when they have nothing to do. Well, how about this? They're talking about a sauna, and they're doing it. Finnair is opening a unisex sauna in their new airline lounge. Before you get on a flight, getting sweaty with the person that might be sitting next to you, I don't know. But they love the idea, so they've added a sauna to their new premium lounge in Helsinki, if you ever make it there. They say it's a prime way to promote their luxury brand, and the unisex sauna is going over well, that a lot of people like it. It's open to passengers holding what they call a platinum and gold card. It's a 407 square meter space, and it's got modern designs in it. Actually, I saw a photograph of it. It looks pretty big, and they say that the tiny room is heated to about 100 degrees Celsius. Oh, that could be a very awkward and forgettable experience, I would think. So who cares if you have a gold or platinum card? Maybe it's just me, but that wouldn't be for me. I'm just saying. I don't know about the rest of you, but the thought of that, it's not that exciting. I don't think anyway. All right, moving on. This is, to me, as you know how I feel about my dog, very depressing. The Baltimore cops are saying that a Baltimore police officer, one of their own, is now facing felony animal cruelty charges after he slit the throat of a dog that escaped from the home. Nayla, a 7-year-old Chinese Shar-Pei, went missing Saturday from her home in Baltimore. The same day, officers responded to a call that a dog had bitten a woman. The dog was this dog. The police restrained the dog using a pole around her neck. But shortly afterwards, one of the officers, Jeffrey Bulger, his name is, cut the dog's throat with a knife, even though she was contained. She, of course, died. And they say it's completely a violation of protocol. And it's not often that cops speak out against one of their own, but they are appalled by what happened. Just before they got to the scene, Bulger was overheard saying, "I'm going to gut this blank thing." Wow. So the owner of the dog say police didn't even give her details on how Nayla died until afterwards. You know, she was looking for this dog all day. Boy, oh boy, that is terrible. And this is a guy who'd been with the Baltimore police since 1992. So, of course, he's suspended without pay, arrested, charged. And the police are, they can't believe it. They can't believe that he went off the rails the way he did. They saw nothing that would have indicated that would happen. But, unfortunately, it did. It did for the owner. It did for all the people involved. And it's just a bad thing for the police department to have tagged onto them. So good for the other officers for saying they just can't believe it. They can't believe that happened. There's a strange story that somebody sent me a link to earlier in the day, but a former classified government memo that authorized the drone attack that killed American terror suspect Anwar Awlaki was released on Monday by a federal court. The government fought the disclosure of it for many years, since, I guess, 2011. The memo shows how the Obama administration laid out its case in a debate over the attack that killed the suspected Al-Qaeda op in a 2011 CIA drone strike. The Justice Department considered Al-Qaeda an enemy force. The document said the government had no feasible way to arrest Al-Awlaki and concluded that there was justifiable authorization of force against him and applied as it would be to a non-citizen. Remember, this is what Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, went so berserk on. The Second Court of Appeals ordered the release of the redacted version of the memo in response to what would be a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by, among other people, the New York Times. So how about that? I don't think it's a surprise that they were weighing the option of what they were going to do, because this guy, Awlaki, to me, he was trying to whip people up through the internet, through any means that he could, and clearly he had massive links to some terribly chaotic, awful things that happened, but he was an American. And his son was also killed in that Yemen hit when that happened, and I think that raised a lot of eyebrows and then started the whole conversation about drones and drones that could be considered to be just the use of drones, too much collateral damage. So coming up next on America Tonight, boy, we're going to talk about something that's going to get you hot under the collar. Americans for Prosperity just had an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal about the Export-Import Bank and how much we're backing this, and to the tune of too many millions of dollars, and how we're never getting some of that money back, and why you should care. That's next on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. She's come on before. She's terrific. The AFP director, Christine Harbin Hansen. And boy, do we have something to talk about this time around. You might have noticed this just last week. You know, we talk a lot about some of what's lately been coming up in the op-ed section of the Wall Street Journal. I always say when I get my coffee and I'm reading, you know, my WSJ, I don't know what I'm going to read next. And there was a piece actually by the president of Americans for Prosperity, which, of course, Christine is obviously a member. And the piece was about corporate welfare and the question of starting with the XIM Bank. Now, what's interesting about that is I didn't even realize this, but one of the things that Tim Phillips says is it's going to cost taxpayers $200 million over the next decade, and it's going to continue, of course, to threaten economic stability with these, what we're talking about, with these corporations. It's crazy. Somehow this got buried underneath layers, and people didn't realize what was going on at the U.S. Export-Import Bank, which uses taxpayer money to support the exports of some of the biggest U.S. corporations. Christine, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So why do you think it is that, well, I'm probably answering my own question because it's convenient to be buried. I don't think a lot of people realize that number, didn't realize what was going on there. Do you think that?
That's exactly right. When it comes to export-import, here's a little bit about it. For the most part, people don't know that it even exists. When they find out that tax dollars abroad to corporations and well-connected corporations in foreign countries, they get understandably a little upset about it.
So, you know, so why is it, I mean, it's ridiculous when you think about, you know, we have the midterm elections coming up, and then, of course, we have a presidential election. And one of the things that he talked about in the piece, which is why it stood out to me, and he's right, it's that talking out of both sides of their mouths where Congress says they oppose corporate welfare when they're out there trying to get votes, but yet they support the reauthorization of this U.S. export-import bank. And I guess it's because what we just said, people don't realize what's really happening there. But I think it's sort of time to raise the roof on this and say, listen, how are, why are you supporting this? Because this has been happening for a while, hasn't it?
That's exactly right, Kate. Yeah, the Export-Import Bank has been really easy support here in Washington. It comes up for reauthorization every 2 years or so. And 2 years ago, it saw Congress rubber stamp its reauthorization. This is the official credit agency of the United States, and it's supposed to boost exports. But the problem is that it boosts exports by subsidizing loans with taxpayer dollars. And this bank has terrible accounting practices. It's woefully out of date, which means that it's leaking taxpayer dollars to the tune of over $2 billion. Over the next decade. And so that's something that our President Tim Phillips does a very good job of highlighting in the Wall Street Journal recently, showing how this bank is past its prime and Congress should oppose reauthorizing it.
Yeah, and you know, he points out, and it's true, I went and looked at this report, but you have a bunch of companies like Boeing, like Dow Chemical, that got three-quarters of the financial assistance for the exports. For goodness sake, why do they need that money if you look at where they're traded, if you look at what's happening in those companies? It's ridiculous. For the company, I mean, they're snapping up what they see as obviously an advantage, but it's unbelievable to me that what you're talking about, the kind of companies that we're talking about, I would have to think that this needs to be debated as to, you know, what's this bank's future? How about just completely closing this down? I don't know that we'll ever see that, but it wouldn't be a bad push, would it?
Oh, certainly not. And one of the things we're hearing at the grassroots level, and Americans for Prosperity, as you know, is a grassroots organization. And I chat with our state directors every day, and one of the things that I hear our activists say is that you know we're opposed to corporate welfare. We're opposed to government giving favors to its favorite companies, and that's what we see here with the export-import thing. And so we hear. That's why Congress is suddenly considering whether this is the right way to go. So Americans for Prosperity is calling on Congress to actually consider whether it wants to extend these corporate welfare policies. And thankfully, on Wednesday, in the House, we have an opportunity. The House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing on the Export-Import Bank and its renewal, and Americans for Prosperity and our coalition partners are calling on Congress to oppose extending it.
Yeah, so Wednesday's a huge day because maybe you get lucky, maybe there's enough noise, and maybe there's a move to disband it. What's the feeling in the office? Is it pretty positive, or at least you feel like, hey, it's going to be heard?
Well, it's going to be a tough fight. You know, we haven't, you know, we're cautiously optimistic. There's certainly a number of people, you know, on both sides of the aisle who are supportive of the bank, who hear from their constituents. They have a number of companies who receive XM dollars. But unfortunately, this overlooks the big picture. We see that domestic companies are overwhelmingly hurt by the actions of the Export-Import Bank. These dollars really only go to help well-connected companies who can afford to lobby Washington. They aren't helping the small businesses. They aren't helping mom-and-pop companies expand their audience, expand into, and export their products abroad. Instead, this is, just pure old corporate welfare, and that's why Congress should oppose it. I think Wednesday will be very telling. We're hearing a lot of support to oppose it. Over the weekend, the newly elected majority leader, Kevin McCarthy of Texas, came out very strongly against the Export-Import Bank. So Americans for Prosperity is applauding Majority Leader McCarthy with that, and we call on his colleagues to follow suit. This is something that's very divisive on Capitol Hill right now.
Yeah, and I think you said it, Christine. Here's the thing. It's the well-connected, wealthy, already booming, blowing and going companies. It's not the mom and pops. It's not the small shops. In fact, I don't think there's any small businesses that are benefiting at all from the Export-Import Bank, are there?
No. Actually, if you look at it, if you listen to the Chamber of Commerce is one company that, or one trade association that has been strongly supportive of reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank, and they found this one company, Miss Jenny's Pickles, and it's a small pickler someplace out here on the East Coast. But we looked at it here at Americans for Prosperity. One of our policy analysts really dug into the details, and they found that most of this is just that she actually already had an international operation here, that she's actually an anomaly. When you look overwhelmingly at who receives XM funding, overwhelmingly they go to some of the biggest, well-connected corporations. This is not helping small business. It's quite to the contrary. It's tilting the
And the other part of this is too, is these loans that and maybe Phil don't realize this, but these, we're talking about guarantees too on the loans, aren't we?
That's exactly right. This is under the full faith and credit of the federal government, and it means that they can get a better rate. This is, as I said, plain old corporate welfare, and Congress should stop it.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, we'll see what happens on Wednesday. Christine Arvin Hansen, AFP Director, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
All right, so again, you hear what Christine is saying there. Wednesday is a huge day, and isn't it interesting? And she pointed this out over the weekend that the new House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, is saying, the Export-Import Bank, we know what's happening here, and that's the big news, because how much sway is he going to have over what happens with the House, and we'll see what happens ultimately in this hearing, right? But these major publicly traded companies and their shareholders grabbing up all of our taxpayer money, leaving us on the hook. I mean, it's crazy. In fact, if you go back in 2006, the bank's financial exposure was close to $60 billion. And now you know what the number is? $134 billion. 134. Now, what some defenders will say is that they repay every cent they hand out and then more than that. But if you look at, even go to the website and you see it, and they say they've contributed $1.6 billion to the U.S. Treasury over the past 5 years, it doesn't really add up, because it doesn't account for what we just talked about, the cost of the risk, which is associated with the loans and the loan guarantee. So if you think about it, it is that fair value approach, that used in private businesses, but that guarantee really raises the stakes and changes it. So it does mean we're on the hook, essentially, for a whole bunch of money with companies that have the money to start with. They have the money for this. And it's not the small companies. It's not giving the small companies the leg up. So interesting stuff. We'll be paying attention to that and following it all week long. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
People were watching the U.S. come to a draw against Portugal the other day, that 2-2 draw. Well, if you were thinking 24.7 million viewers, ding, 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 that was ESPN and Univision. They say it matches up with the 24.7 million viewers who watched the 2010 World Cup final between Spain and the Netherlands. And that doesn't even include the people who were streaming through any kind of mobile device. At least 500,000 were streaming. So how about that? Pretty good, I would say. People are interested in what's happening with the U.S. The United States scenario basically is, in this final game of Group G, they need to win or draw with Germany, and then they can advance. So let's just hope the Germans don't beat the Americans, because I'm really into this. I'd like for it to continue and to continue to watch these players. You just can't help but cheer them on. That's what I think it is. Whether or not you're a big soccer fan, and there are definitely soccer fans, but I think a lot of people are into seeing what happens with the U.S. It's really drawn them in. And actually, this World Cup, if you watch any of the other matches, too, there have been some incredible matches. And boy, the people certainly have turned out to see these games. They've turned out even just to watch the big screens in various cities. So Thursday will be interesting. I have a feeling some people will be calling in sick, or perhaps they'll be doing that streaming thing and have one eye on the game and one eye probably somewhere else. And we got our fingers crossed, definitely. Coming up on our Thursday show, Tom Gulley, a former soccer player, will join us to talk about the game and break down basically World Cup for us and what's happened in the World Cup so far and why it's so darn interesting and why people are actually paying attention to what's happening there. I'll tell you one thing, it's a great escape, isn't it? I mean, listen, for everything that we complain about, we live in the United States of America, so we have opportunity and choices and freedom, even though, man, some people are really trying to manipulate that away from us. So you might as well enjoy those freedoms. And part of being a citizen is that cheering the red, white, and blue on. It's just like the Olympics. The Olympics really get people excited because you start to hear the stories about the kids and what they went through and what their families went through. And it's the same thing really with some of these soccer players too. And I think it's those backstories that are so important. Then you kind of get it more and you feel more invested in it. Speaking of being invested, this White House is invested in global warming issues. The Supreme Court gives a nod to Obama, a setback, and some would say, to the Environmental Protection Agency, and some would say not. This is what happened. There's limits on the administration's program that's already in place to deal with power plant and factory emissions of gases that are being pinned on, you know, global warming, that's what that is. So the decision doesn't affect the controversial EPA proposal to set the first ever national standards for new and existing power plants. One proposal goes for a 30% rather emissions reduction by 2030. You know, we've had people on who have talked about, well, what does that mean job-wise? What does that mean power-wise? What does that really mean for most of America? It means higher bills. It does, because how are they going to accommodate that? We don't have the alternatives that have been developed to the levels they would have to be developed at. But the bottom line is this. This is about the law. The justices said Monday that the EPA lacks authority in some cases to force companies to do it. So the issue was a requirement that companies expand industrial facilities or build new ones that would increase overall pollution, that they have to evaluate ways to reduce the carbon emissions. The ruling could be used to challenge other aspects of the EPA's push on global warming. Under Monday's ruling, the EPA can continue to require permits for greenhouse gas emissions for any of the plants that already have to get permits because they emit other pollutants that the EPA has regulated for a long time. Justice Scalia, writing for the court's conservatives in the part of the ruling in which the justices split 5-4, said the EPA could not require a permit solely on the basis of greenhouse gas emissions. The program, really at the heart of this, is the first piece of the EPA's attempt to reduce carbon output from any big source of pollution. So the utility industry, the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and 13 states led by Texas asked the court to rule that the EPA overstepped its authority by trying to regulate greenhouse gas emissions through the permitting process. So what you have here is if they already had to get a permit, then you're still stuck with that. So big companies like Exxon will have to abide by what the EPA does, but the others will not. So the outcome preserves the EPA's authority over any of those plants that already emit any kind of pollutants other than greenhouse gases. So they already have that. And Scalia wrote in his opinion that the EPA is getting almost everything it wanted in this case. and that they wanted to regulate 86% of all greenhouse gases emitted from plants nationwide, but they'll still be able to regulate 83% of the emissions under the ruling, which is correct because most of them have to get those permits. So, 86% to 83%, pretty darn close. I mean, here's the example. As of March, 166 permits were issued by the state and by the feds since 2011. So these permits go to power plants, but also they go to plants that produce chemicals like iron, steel, fertilizer, ethanol, ceramics. Oil refineries and municipal landfills also have greenhouse gas permits since 2011. So they pretty much do get what they want. It's just a few percentage points knocked down. Isn't it funny? Because if you initially hear the story, you get a different sense of it than what it really, you know, what it really means. And this is perhaps, when we talk about the law, an interesting thing that happened to this Virginia man. This Virginia guy is going to have to get a vasectomy as part of a plea deal. He's fathered children with several women. He's agreed to get the vasectomy to knock up to 5 years off his prison term in a child endangerment case that now harkens back to the history of forced sterilization. Jesse Lee Harold, 27 years old, just 27, involved in a sexual offense. So the prosecutor said her chief motive in making this unusual offer was to keep him from fathering more than the 7 children he has by 6 different women. And she said he needs to be able to support the kids he already has when he gets out. So he cut the deal. Even if it is a little bit reluctantly, he signed on to the deal that calls for a surgical sterilization. And remember, people forget this, but this used to happen. There were a dozen states that did this, that called, it was called eugenics. And it was a while ago. It was that crazy social engineering sort of experiment, I guess. And especially in Virginia, from the 20s to about 1970, they were doing it. But they stopped doing it after World War II because it was too closely, you know, mirrored what Nazi Germany's efforts were, the purity things that were going on there. So they stopped it. Remember, this has been bubbling up lately in North Carolina. They offered compensation to victims of the program. They're allowing people until June 30th to apply for payments. So now this is happening in Virginia to this one guy. All right, we got to end on sort of a light note. It is a light note. It's a joke. We'll see if you like it. I'm going to try it out on you. How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb? Try a Brazilian.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.